So we see your light and how much effort and energy you are giving to keeping the light bright. And it makes us very happy because you are holding the light that will change everything in your own consciousness, in your own bodies, in your own actions. You are very important people now. And we do not mean that as a burden, but we want you to know that what you say and do is significant now. Do not do it perfectly. That is not the idea. But when you can do it with loving kindness, you are contributing to the light we need to guide us into a new time. That makes it a very wonderful time in some ways, a very puzzling time in others, but nonetheless exciting because we are moving away from so many things that have weighted the world down. We understand that not everyone will come with us. We understand that. But there are some. There is some awakening. And so you're going to find that there are more people who are waking up than you may have thought would wake up. So allow yourself to be surprised when you find light in places where there was only darkness before. Let it be a point of joy for you. Let it be something that makes you happy and that makes you more optimistic about moving ahead. This is another place where we are going to learn a skill from Mother God, and that is, do not wait for a crowd in order to move forward. Do not wait for a crowd to validate who you are or what you are doing. Do that validating inside of yourself, because that is what is needed. Now, we are going to speak of a thing that may seem odd now, but you have gotten to rest. And there has been anxiety along with the resting. But some of you have been able to stop long enough to hear yourself, to feel where your own heart is speaking to you. And that is not wasted time. So when you begin to look around you and see how much there is to do, please remember that the resting time was a huge part of what you needed to do in order to move forward in a more fruitful way, shall we say, in your agriculture. There is a wisdom, and that is when a field has been planted and planted and planted, and we know many of you have worked this way, producing more and more and more, the land itself becomes tired. And when the land then has a chance to rest, when the seeds are planted again, they come back and they are more fertile and they are stronger and they are more plentiful. And we want you to see rest as doing that for you too. What, since you have not been able to run and to run and to run, there has been a kind of resting. And when you are ready to plant seeds again, you have made ground in yourself that is more fertile, that is brighter, that is stronger. And you are going to feel that in the coming time, not in the 2 weeks that are coming, but in the time after that. So we want you to remember these things, that the rest indeed had a great purpose. And we want you to remember also that you are working at clearing away, shall we say, patriarchal reactions, because those are not your friend, and they will not walk well with you as you move forward. There are many things that are going to be understood in a different way. So we want you to make a place to allow yourself not to understand about everything, but to understand about the world a piece at a time, and to adjust a piece at a time, and know that that is indeed a very spiritual way to move in the world. But it is also good for your humanity to be able to allow yourself to look at something and try something and say, this is not good, or it is good, and to move to something else. This is one of the ways that you regain your freedom, is permission for all of this. Permission to look at things in a new way, and to allow your intuitive abilities to point you toward the, shall we say, the light core of whatever it is you are looking for, and then to respond to that, to move to that. And you will find that because you have rested, you are going to be able to do that with more power. Now, here's the thing we do not want you to forget. When we have heard those speaking about the normal, returning to the normal, be sure that if your normal did not include some periods of rest, that is not the normal you want to return to. The normal you want to return to must have in it respect for you, for every step you have taken, for every step you will take. There must be a place for that, because without that, you will replicate a patriarchal pattern again and work and work and try and try and try until you are exhausted again. And we hope this time has been helpful to you to see that the rest makes for a very rich field of creation in your life. So, in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Feel a warm rain falling around the outside of your body, and let that rain remove stress and worry. Feel it falling away from your life. And as it falls away from you, feel your own energy lighter and more fluid. Now feel a golden light above your head, and let the crown open to receive the light of the universe that works with what you want and what you love, and makes you light and powerful in moving toward that goal. Feel the golden light flow into your thoughts. Feel how wide your crown is open to receive all that you need to match the desires of your heart. Feel that energy flow into your third eye, and cleanse anything that may have prevented you from trusting what you know intuitively is the good thing for your life and for life around you. Feel the energy flow into your throat. And let the energy elevate your communication. Elevate it in that you are freer to speak what is true for you and to speak it in balance, to speak it without the need to war, to speak what is true for you in peace and hold it. Feel the golden light flow down into your heart center and illuminate the beauty of the garden you are growing in your heart. Feel all parts of your heart nurtured by the golden light of the universe. And feel the heart begin to grow. Feel the golden light flow into your solar plexus and begin to displace any emotions you are holding that would tether you or that would take you to a place of limitation or fear. Let the golden light displace those emotions. Feel the golden light flow into your second center and let it cleanse and displace any judgment or shame that you might be holding from old patterns or old times. Feel that leave your body and free the second center to be the beautiful cleansing center it was meant to be, so that you are never afraid to feel what you feel, to explore what you want to explore, because this center will experience and cleanse anything you do not wish to remain in your life without shame and without judgment. Let the golden light flow into your root and displace all the fear that would keep you from joining with your heart to create, not only in yourself, but in the world, the things that you hold to be true and important. And feel that golden light spread through your body. And extend past your body to become a field that draws to you what is like you, what loves in the way you love and supports in the way you support, and sees in the way that you see. Now bring your attention into your heart center. And feel how calm and safe you are in this place that you have created and that the universe nurtures. And see that there is a path in your heart that moves upward. And see that you can walk upward without work, without anxiety, but that you move up that path because your spirit moves up that path. And as you walk along that path, come to a place on that path where you see a box, and the box contains energy colors. Open the box and allow yourself to know which colors are there to serve you where you are now. And take those colors into yourself and let them go where you need them the most, and move forward on the path. And see that there is a billboard on your path. And resting the mind, know what is written or what appears on your billboard. And take that into your heart. And move forward on the path until you come to an altar, and the altar has on it a gift that is for you. Rest the mind. Know the gift. When you've known the gift, come back to the path. Walk the path. And come again to your garden. And find the place where water flows. And refresh your spirit by drinking that water. Begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.